An Unlikely Agent by Jane Mensah.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Jane Mensah lives in Cambridge and teaches drama at a local comprehensive school. She won an Escalator Literature Award and a grant for the arts to help fund the completion of An Unlikely Agent, which is her first novel. For Oliver, for Daisy and Jack, and for my parents. Prologue. The mist covers everything. All around him, there is an endless white hush, broken only by the dreary slap of the waves. He waits, feeling the chill sink into his bones. The emptiness and the waiting are so familiar that it has started to seem as if he has always been here, suspended in this nothingness, drifting on the slow tides of his body. Then, in the very instant that someone whistles to give the signal, he sees McIntyre moving through the blankness. Startled by the sound, McIntyre stops and listens. The faint blur of his head turns this way and that, with a deliberation that is almost theatrical, but he detects nothing. Quiet settles over them again, and for a few moments they both stand completely motionless. Even the vapour seems stilled. From somewhere high above, a gull keens faintly. McIntyre takes a tentative step across the shingle.